On today's program, learn how growth is measured in the local economy. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned.
Yo, so they move a college first week and they man out assignment already.
You think high school is? The back to school days of getting to know your classmates and teacher in week one, done. So try going to your classes and don't make nobody influence you for school your lecture. Them, you hear me?
Me a go man. Me just say it's a culture shock. Actually, me have a stats lecture right about now. Like how you're free now. Come with me now.
Alright. See some seat close to the back there? Let's go. Sound like she'll talk about measuring growth or something like that.
So at Statin, growth in the Jamaican economy is measured through a body of statistics known as national accounts, which is an international methodology. There's one popular indicator from the national accounts that you always hear in the news. Who can tell me what that is?
GDP, say GDP, GDP, say GDP.
Oi,
GDP,
oi, oi, oi. GDP. Me never beg you come with me for upstage class.
GDP.
Shh. GDP, miss.
Right. And most of us should at least know that's gross domestic
product.
That's right, gross domestic product. It combines in a single figure all the output of goods and services in any given country during the year. So included in the GDP calculation are things like the amount of food our farmers grow to sell and consume, how much household helpers some of us have, how many houses some of us own, etc.
So miss, what's not included?
Good question. One thing I know that's definitely not included by Statin here in Jamaica is the illegal drug trade.
Well, of course not. I know I wouldn't want them send me off to ask about that.
Shh.
Oh, yeah, shh.
But miss, last year I remember some people coming to my house asking how much we spend on ganja.
Well, that's different because marijuana has been decriminalized. So I think Statin actually asked persons how much they spend on it in their household expenditure survey. Anyway, moving on. So GDP is calculated using three methods. The first is the production approach, meaning what is added is the value of all industries.
And this is what we hear on a quarterly basis?
Exactly. And value added is the gross output of those industries, which is mainly sales. However, purchases from other industries are subtracted. What this means is that you can have a company with high sales but a low value added because it also has high inputs stemming from an inefficient production process.
So, miss, I'm guessing there's another approach that deals with expenditure?
Ah, that is correct. That's where they look at household and government spending on goods and services. Investments in construction, machinery and equipment, changes in inventory and exports are also considered here. But it is important to note that imports are subtracted from the total investment.
So miss, what to taxes or salary?
That's the final approach, income. So along with those, operating surplus is also included here, and what is subtracted in this area is called subsidies.
I'm hungry.
I'm not in right here no more, my class, you know. You're a distraction.
I hope you all were taking your notes. But before you go, note that Statin calculates current GDP and real GDP.
What's the difference, miss?
Well, the GDP growth rate refers to how it changes from one period to the next, usually a result of the change in the volume and price at which goods and services are produced. Current GDP measures both the volume and price, but in order to check economic growth, they have to look at real GDP or GDP at constant, so the impact of prices is removed. See you all next week!
And that's how we end today's program. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.